Just several miles from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge headquarters, ranchers say they're unafraid of the armed occupiers. Correspondent Anna King caught up with several men moving their cattle Monday.
Dally Taylor, his father, and several other hands climbed down from saddles at the truck to scarf down some lunch. Standing in snow, ham sandwiches on white bread wrapped in cellophane. Taylor says his family has been ranching these BLM grounds since the 70s. He says the occupation at Malheur has caused some disruption for school children, but Taylor agrees with the occupiers that more land in local control wouldn't hurt.
The east side of the state suffers. We don't have the revenue, the timber revenue, and everything that we used to. So if these grazing permits, if that money's going to local and state, staying and not going back to the federal government, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Sated on sandwiches, Taylor and the men unhobble their horses. They push cattle through the snow, across the highway, to another pasture with a bit more grass. I'm Anna King in Harney County, Oregon.